Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
So representing the San Francisco, we had Starship and We Built This City. That took on Casey and the Sunshine Band with That's the Way. Mike, how was the voting?
It was not close at all, Miles. It was basically a 60-30 split on a Bad Choice Friday this week. And look, it's been the narrative the entire season. People are tired of the whole Taylor Swift thing. They're tired of the Chiefs winning all the doggone time. We're tired of seeing that in the front of everything. But this is Seattle, and we don't do San Francisco, so it's KC and the Sunshine Band.
Crank it up there and roll the window up so people don't know you're listening to this. You're listening to the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW Seattle.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Tan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, you got choices tonight, Miles.
Okay.
Of course, you have the Jimmys.
Kimmel and Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
All right.
Stephen Colbert.
Colbert.
Coach Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Yep. I don't know why I can't say her last name. I'm like, throw up saying, just think of the coach.
Just
I have
coach.
To do it every time now.
But it worked.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title is Guys Have Talented Teams of Writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
A man played War of Warcraft for almost 60 hours straight, enough to break two Guinness World Records in the process. One for longest video game marathon, and the second for worst stank.
Colbert.
Fallon?
Colbert.
A man played World of Warcraft for nearly 60 hours straight, enough to break two Guinness World Records in the process. Those records, longest video game marathon and worst stank.
Paris Olympic medals are going to feature pieces of the Eiffel Tower, but people are a little concerned because the pieces are nuts and bolts.
Myers.
Yes, sir.
That's Seth.
Paris Olympic medals were revealed,
Fallon.
And each of them is embedded with a piece of the Eiffel Tower. Though people are a little concerned because the pieces are screws and bolts.
Sorry, guys. According to new data, 44% of people have Super Bowl superstitions involving food, while the other 66% have Super Bowl superstitions involving the actual game.
V. Ted Smith.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say sex.
Yeah.
I feel like if your team's playing in the Super Bowl, you get laid morning of, that's got to be a good sign for your team.
You think?
Yeah.
Either way, I feel like, is this conciliatory, you know, like... Is this happening? Because I'm going to be upset later.
Man, last time Seahawks won.
Oh, yeah?
I had sex that morning.
Get Ted a hooker.
Hey, I mean, it was what? It's a long time ago, so it's not good. I remember it that specific. A Florida man was arrested during a recent traffic stop after authorities discovered cocaine, meth, and marijuana. Or as it's called in Florida, a balanced breakfast.
Oh, damn.
Is that Seth? Or Fallon? Maybe.
Seth.
Is it?
A Florida man was arrested during a recent traffic stop after authorities discovered cocaine, crystal meth, and marijuana, or as it's called in Florida, a balanced breakfast.
Old El Paso is teaming up with Cinnamon Toast Crunch for dessert taco shells. And in the time it took me to read this, the average American life expectancy decreased by 3 years.
Fallon.
Fallon.
Colbert.
Old El Paso is teaming up with Cinnamon Toast Crunch for dessert taco shells. And at the time it took me to read that, the average American life expectancy decreased by 3 years.
Probably like a churro kind of flavor.
I'm guessing.
Like a cinnamon kind of thing.
Yeah. You ever had the cinnamon twist at Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Probably like that.
So what do you put in the middle? Ice cream and some fudge?
No, you put it everywhere.
Not ground beef. That's all I guess.
Let's see.
Like a Choco Taco.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Exactly.
My problem is I just eat them.
Yeah.
Just the shells.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Don't need filling.
Yeah, exactly. You hungry? Get yourself a taco shell. All right. Super Bowl's this weekend. Obviously, everybody knows that. Everybody's doing stuff. People are cooking food, ordering pizzas. Again, I've told people it's like an extra holiday. Thanksgiving, Christmas, like nobody goes out. I mean, you get Martin Luther King Day off. You'll get President's Day off next weekend. But nobody throws like a huge party.
There's no President's Day party. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And then you got to dress as your favorite president.
Who are you dressing as?
That's a tough one. My instinct says Lincoln, but I'm way too short. Maybe Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, okay. You've been a Roosevelt guy for a while. Yeah.
I'm a big Roosevelt guy. Too bad his name wasn't Edward. That is kind of a fun thing. Mike, next year we're throwing a president's party.
Teddy had glasses, right?
Yeah.
Do you have driving glasses yet?
I do. Oh, I already have glasses for when I drive.
Are they, circular like that?
No. Okay.
Come on, man. Get your Roosevelt on.
I will. Well, and I also ride large animals through rivers.
Yes. That we knew.
What's her name?
Oh, thank you, Mike. So, here's some basically useless facts you don't need to know. Let's see. How many Super Bowls have the Kansas City Chiefs been in?
Hang on.
Been in? Wow, they were in the early
ones. Hold on.
Against the
Packers. I'll say six.
I'll say five.
Six.
Yeah.
And honestly, Thrill, I'm glad you brought that up. Most people don't remember this. Super Bowl III is arguably the most famous Super Bowl.
Most of us weren't alive. Right. I don't remember because I'm not.
And the Green Bay Packers. Or they played did they play the Oakland Raiders too?
No. Well, hang on. What I'm saying is people remember Super Bowl. Super Bowl III is such a big deal because the AFC, what was called the AFL then, just was getting dominated by the Packers.
Absolutely.
So then that year, the Jets go down there. Namath predicts it. They beat them. And people are like, okay. Most people don't know that the next year, the Chiefs actually win another one for the AFL.
Super Bowl IV, yeah.
Super Bowl IV. Hank Stram.
God, am I a football nerd? I just pulled it because I'm like, I know they went to two, not way before we were alive, but before we were alive, and then we've seen three or four since then.
But it was a big gap in between.
Oh, yeah.
For the Chiefs.
Yeah. Well,
and look, they had a lot of great years with Schottenheimer and stuff. They just never got over the hump.
Yeah.
I looked up some of that Joe Montana stuff. He did win two playoff games in 1 year with them.
Damn.
So, like, they've been close, but they just haven't gotten there.
I don't feel bad for them now.
Do you know how many times the Niners have been in the Super Bowl?
Ooh. Hold on.
So, the Chiefs have been there six. They've won three.
Eight.
Nine.
They have been there eight times, and they've won five of them.
I know they've won five. I remember one they lost. Excuse my Ravens.
And the Chiefs.
Right? Okay. The Chiefs are the other one.
Yep. I like this. They've only met one time before in the Super Bowl, and obviously that was just
30 seconds ago.
That was a couple years ago. Yeah. 31-20. You still got to wonder what happens. What was that in the third quarter, if I remember correctly? Garoppolo missed a big pass that looked like it was going for a TD. And the thing is, again, God, this is so football nerdy. But most games, especially for the offense, you could break down to three or four misses that really affect a game.
Because the difference with the offense, I believe, with the defense is when you miss those, it's all momentum.
Yeah.
Right? So even if it's not a touchdown throw, but it's a massive 36-yard first down throw, and now you're in the red zone, the game changes.
Well, it also
defense
changes,
plays different, right?
It also changes what I'm going to do. Right? If they hit that pass and score six, then for the Chiefs, instead of maybe just running it, like now we still got to actively pass.
Right. We can't just run out the clock.
It
really does, man.
All right. About 71,000 people expected at Allegiant Stadium. They're saying Vegas should get about $1.1 billion to their economy.
I can believe that.
They need that. Yeah. They don't have visitors.
Well, I mean, it's been a huge year there, right? I mean, Vegas always has massive stuff, but I mean, you had F1 there.
The Sphere opened.
They had Pac-12 championship there. There was a couple bowl games there, and now the Raiders are playing there. Mm-hmm. UNLV football had a really good season in that stadium, and now you have the Super Bowl.
Also, typically with the Super Bowl, you have minimum night requirements for your hotel. For the most part, you go to Vegas for 3 days, a couple nights, or whatever your thing is. You spend a ton of money gambling, eating, drinking, and doing everything else. So Vegas by itself without the Super Bowl, you'll spend money. Where I normally don't gamble, I'll be downstairs playing slots and all that stuff. Now you compound that with the cost of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So Vegas already is, I'm going to spend more money than I normally do, and now you compound that with the fact that the Super Bowl's there. I mean, as far as the average consumer who does go and see the game, okay, the ticket prices, most expensive, all that stuff, but you are going to spend
more. But Vegas doesn't get that money.
And you got to keep in mind, too, there is thousands of people that are just there just because it's there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, getting
a
bite
to Super Bowl in New Orleans or Vegas, like I would say, just you don't need tickets. Just plan to go. Plan it now. Yeah. It's in New Orleans next year, by the way.
I know.
Oh, it is.
Already thinking about it.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you what.
Come on, Lamar.
Seahawks, Ravens, all four of us are going.
We're doing it,
baby. Yeah. Yeah, all four of us are going. Are you kidding me?
Let's see. 35% percentage of people who said they'd give up drinking for a year to attend the Super Bowl in person.
It would cost about the same.
If it's my team,
$10,000, the average price of a ticket on the resale market. $300 is the lowest daily rate you can get for a hotel in the area, which is...
Keep in mind, that's the Days Inn next to the airport. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, here's where the normal people come in. $112 million people will have Super Bowl parties. Sorry, I just, you don't usually see million with three numbers in front of it.
Think about it. 112 million people have Super Bowl parties, okay?
Yeah.
The rough population of the U.S. is about 360 million. So in theory, if you invite two other people to your Super Bowl party, basically everyone in the country who's not working will be at a Super Bowl party.
1.4 billion. Number of chicken wings that'll be eaten.
Sweet.
Do you think chicken sweat like... Oh, Jesus.
10 million pounds of ribs.
I'm in on that.
11 pounds of potato chips. And 250 million pounds of avocados. 35% increase in pizza orders. 50 million cases of beer will be sold.
I'm in on that.
90%. How much more beer is consumed on Super Bowl Sunday than any average day?
How much?
How many people are going to miss work on Monday?
A lot of us.
None of them.
18.8 million, resulting in a net loss of 9.2 billion of productivity. Well, give people the damn day off.
Thank God we don't play into that.
Yeah, we're not going to be here Monday, man. There's no chance. Tell you that right now.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ted. That sounds crazy.
A lot of stuff going on this weekend. Obviously, the Super Bowl. Remember, the game's actually to kick off around 3:30. Mm-hmm. Reba McEntire singing the national anthem. I think Post Malone singing America the Beautiful or something.
That's ironic.
Usher. That's an ugly dude who gets laid a lot. Usher is your halftime show. Also, don't forget, I want to say starting in the morning, you'll have the Puppy Bowl. Yeah. And if you like football without pads, Six Nations Rugby going on too.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Pastor decides to open the plane door and jump down the evacuation slide. Meanwhile, a customer gets into a fight at a drive-thru, then a Wendy's employee steals his ride. Police are looking for a missing woman in her home and take advantage of her Netflix account. An artist receives a box of what looks to be full of mankraut. And a priest gets mad at his ex, and then she moved on. So he starts slashing tires. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We're going to Italy, where a British Airways flight caught a snag. The flight had to be delayed after crew members noticed that the exit row seats had the wrong cushions.
Oh my god.
The problem with these cushions is that they were too heavily padded, Miles.
That's a strange one, but I'm glad that the Italian government really checked the stuff.
Yeah.
You're telling me they're too comfortable.
Yeah, they're too thick and too wide. The airline claimed that this created a safety issue. This created a safety issue as the seats needed thinner cushions to be able to let passengers through in the event of an emergency.
Oh, come on.
The plane was deemed unsafe to fly and was delayed until they found the proper cushions.
That's ridiculous. I'll take my chances.
Look, before every flight, they go through there over to those exit rows, and they need a verbal confirmation that everybody sitting in those rows is ready and willing to be able to help in case of an emergency. I don't believe a single damn one of them.
Yeah, of course I'm going to say that. I get more leg room. Yeah, I'll help everyone else. Right. In no way am I thinking of myself.
Right.
Sure.
I will do my job in this emergency exit just like you did your job flying this plane to its destination.
Yes. There you go. The seats are too comfortable. In the event that the plane crashes.
Right.
Look, when people are panicked, they'll get over fat cushion seats.
We will get through.
Yeah, and depending on where you're sitting on the plane, like if the flight attendant's all the way back, like there's one in the middle,
mm-hmm.
Like I don't really care. I know the safety stuff, but like I feel like if he or she is close, I'm just like, I got to look at him.
I know. I do the same thing.
Right?
I'm acting like I'm paying attention, and we both know I'm not.
You know when you're in school and there's a kid talking to you, or you're somewhere, even as an adult, and you shouldn't be talking, and they're you're just like, please stop talking to me.
Right, right.
I was on a flight, and like, the flight attendant is right next to us, and he's just chatting away. And it wasn't a big deal, but I'm like, he needs to shut the F up.
Jesus.
We're going to get in trouble.
We're going to get in trouble. We're going to get put in timeout, man.
Yeah.
Just try to go to Vegas.
Right?
In other news, sticking with the airways, we go to Thailand, where another flight needed to be delayed. Around 10 at night, a flight that was about to leave the airport was forced to abort their voyage after one of the passengers opened up the door of the plane, causing one of the emergency slides to deploy. Side note, that's like Miles' dream. He just wants one time to go down those slides.
I do.
Other flights suffered delays due to the incident as crews moved as quickly as they could to get the vessel safe to fly and back on the runway. It did eventually take off a couple hours later, and the passenger was arrested for the incident.
The problem is the other people. So they were already kind of moving down the runway to fly.
Right.
So if you're on that flight, that sucks. You're dealing with an idiot. The other 18 flights that could not take off because I played. They don't know that this happened. They're just being told there's another delay.
Right.
I would lose my Washington mind. State Fair. Yeah. If they have when they set up the big slide with the potato sacks,
yeah,
I get excited. I do. I'm like, oh yes, game on.
Potato sacks.
This won't make me sick. Seriously.
Oh God, he's facing some serious charges too. That guy over in Thailand.
And what are the possible punishments?
He could get as bad as the death penalty.
As you pointed out, they like to say, hey, don't worry. Thailand has not done the death penalty in a long, long time.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
2018. It's been 5 years.
Right. Do you feel confident, buddy?
Hey, if you're going to send a message, do it.
That's a fact. Wild story out of Missouri. A fast food worker decided that he had had enough from one customer. The pair got into an argument about an unknown subject. At the end of the story, they're like, we have no idea what these two fought about. But it did boil to the point that the employee punched the customer through the window of his car. The customer faced the employee in the parking lot, arming himself with a hammer, but proving ignorance as to how to use it, as the employee was able to subdue the customer long enough to steal his car and drive off with it. But wait, there's more. He did return a short time later, hit the customer with his own car, grabbed the hammer, and smashed the windshield as well.
Yeah, I read that today. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Man.
I do not know what was said. This employee went off on this dude.
I hope it's personal.
Yes.
If that's your response, like you're sleeping with my wife, right? Something.
Exactly.
Not you didn't get enough hot sauce.
Right. I kind of wish it is. Like, you know what? Yeah, we need a little bit of pushback for that. You know what? It's because you didn't deserve any. Keep a move on. Go to the store, pick some up on the way home. And just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Indiana, where nature needed a hand. A video was released of officers responding to a call of a deer that was stuck. The deer had managed to get his antlers stuck in a rope fence and needed the assistance of officers to get loose. The officer attempts to reel in the animal, but is forced to think on his feet when the deer charges him, changes his tune and charges the officer. Eventually, the two broke apart without any injury to either, and the deer was freed from his bond. And as was talked about by Miles earlier, no, this is not the story of the deer that jumped out of its enclosure and then went right back into the.
So it's not that deer.
No, it is not that deer.
They took the time to free this other deer from it got its horn stuck in the wiring of the fence. They cut it out. The deer takes off running, does a U-turn, and does it again in like 10 seconds.
Exactly. Men's Room Sports tonight. You've got some NBA on the NBA Network and college hoops on CBS Sports and FS1. There's just no local sports on tonight here, guys. Tomorrow night, you've got basketball on ABC and Root Sports is where you'll find the Trailblazers if that's your speed. College hoops on the ESPN channels all day long. And then, your Seattle Kraken. They drop the puck at 4 p.m. in Philly.
Nice.
Taking on the Flyers over on ESPN Plus and Hulu. That is not on TV. That is on ESPN right. Plus and Hulu.
I'm out.
As far as your weather, going to be a dry weekend with a little sprinkle on Sunday morning before noon with temperatures sticking in the high 40s. And that is it for your headlines. With that, have a fabulous weekend. My God, is out.
Thank you, sir. Get that crock pot going. Fire up that grill. Enjoy your Sunday. We'll see you again next week.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.